All right, one woman's quiet revolution cloaked in a tulle skirt, T-U-L-L-E, pronounced tulle. Her name is Silvana Favoretto, and she is with me in the studio, and you're wearing your skirt tonight, or one of them, which is, was that pink? Is that an orange? What do we got going on over there?
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Silvana.
This is like a blush.
Blush.
Yes.
Blush. I've never worn blush, Silvana.
That's fine.
can men wear blush, or is this just a? Would you say
that men can wear anything that they want?
Okay. And this.
So can women.
So, okay. You're wearing. You created the tulle project, and you got these tulle skirts, which are like. How would you describe it? Like to me, they're like super fluffy, and they go out further than any skirt you could possibly wear. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they are made out of 4 or 6 layers, so they go out, and they made out of tulle, which is like that material that you do like veils and tutus or like, so I don't know, not many men know it, but like women know.
I have lots of tutus at home.
Oh.
Many.
I want to see it.
Yeah. Next time you come in, I'll have it on.
All right.
Okay. So where did you get the idea? And I know that it was very cool. You were featured in the Tribune, which is just awesome for some. You know, you're a grassroots person, right? You're just doing this on your own. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I did a personal project last fall where I wore tulle skirts every day for 100 days and posted on Instagram every day a different outfit. And that was really, really fun. And I would post things about me as a woman that I was struggling with and some women resonated with. And I got a lot of followers. I have more than 4,000 followers now on Instagram, and people like the stories behind it and they relate to it. And I thought I was alone in a lot of those things, but I feel like I had a lot of other women relating, so that was pretty cool.
What were some of the things, if you're willing to share, that you were struggling with, that or that you felt, I guess, were challenges? I feel like struggling is almost too harsh of a word. Stuff that you wanted to kind of get some eyes on.
No, of course. Some of the things are like the way that I felt like I had to dress a certain way. And I was just talking to someone today how, like, wearing a tulle skirt in the middle of town is not something that goes unnoticed. And I realized that I feel so much more confident wearing a tulle skirt when I feel confident with myself.
Right.
Versus when I'm not feeling good with myself or I'm judging myself, I project out on the skirt. And I think that's what a lot of women do. They wear different outfits to like project and express themselves. And that's the way that I found to express myself.
So we're talking some women empowerment here, right? Right.
Yes.
And that's and so you're in what, how did that get to your heart where you wanted to, you know, be a part of, hey, we should be making the same money as you, or just as powerful as you, we can dress how we want, no matter, you can have your judgments, but we're going to stand right in front of you and be confident, all that.
Yeah, there are so many, like from a luncheon that I went and this clothing designer telling me that I should not, like if I wear something too feminine or whimsical, I would not be taken serious. Mm-hmm. To guys that were dating that would like give a hint that, oh, but you can't do this or you can say that because you're a woman. Like I had a guy saying to me, you can't swear. You're a woman. It doesn't look good on you. I can beep swear anytime I want. Maybe not in the radio. But.
Yeah, don't do that here. But that's okay. We get the point. Profanity in your private life is well encouraged on this show. If that's what you're feeling at the moment.
No, but it's like the fact that because you're a woman, that bothers me. You know, I even like I saw an article that, you know, the age that you have to stop wearing hoops, earrings.
Uh-huh.
And I am like, I love them. I'm not going to stop wearing them until I decided that.
So what I'm hearing here is that you've kind of felt boxed in by society a little bit.
Yeah.
And you just, you'd had enough of that. I'm doing my thing.
And one of the biggest thing that I chose the skirt to express that is because I was walking the streets in Chicago and I saw two little girls wearing tutus. And I was like, oh my God, little girls, they do whatever they want. And they're wearing tutus. And they feel really great on them. And like, when was the moment where I decided that I will let people tell me what to wear and do and say? And I just want to like, it was like an expression of like me taking back my power for as a little girl. I'm going to wear and I'm going to do whatever I want and feel confident about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, if you want to check out the website that Silvana's put together, it's the TULLEproject.com. And I'm looking at it right now. You can shop the classics. There's the Audrey, the Diana, the Jackie, the Kate, the Marilyn.
Yes.
Can we get the Mark in here? What about the Mark?
You can make a Mark. Yeah, we can definitely make a Mark. Let's collaborate, Mark.
Like a masculine / feminine combination,
okay,
with like a sports twist.
Wonderful. We can just put a sports logo in it.
Maybe put a 23 in the corner. Like a cool number.
All right, let's collaborate. Let's make a new skirt.
Wow. You don't like that idea, Lise? You don't think I'm onto something there? I feel like you do like that idea. See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's gonna sell a lot.
So, okay. You interesting here. Now, okay, so if somebody goes to your website and they buy a tulle skirt,
yeah,
you donate money, correct? It's not, you're not just getting rich on this.
I'm not donating money. I'm donating tutus to Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow.
For every skirt that I sell, I donate a tutu.
Interesting. And yeah. Silvana, where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
And you're from Brazil. That's amazing. And how long have you been in Chicago?
10 to 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the website is incredible. I highly recommend you check it out. And we're going to we'll podcast this, and we'll still have a picture of the skirt that Silvana's, the tulle skirt. Did I say it right?
Yeah,
I
perfect.
Did.
Okay. Great. Right.
I feel like I might.
It sounds like, for men, I always say, it sounds like a toolbox.
Ooh.
Tool skirt.
Ooh, that's okay. Toolbox, tool skirt.
Yeah, it says the same way, but it spells differently.
Right. So you told the Tribune, by the way, that and in the article it talks about that you are from Brazil. I should have known that. That's okay. It's interesting. You say if we want to be powerful and successful, we're told to dress more like men. Like,
yeah.
So who's telling you that? Is that people at I don't want to get you in trouble with your employer, but that sounds like somebody at your work would say. Or...
So that fashion designer that was telling me not to wear anything whimsical and too feminine, she was saying something about wearing jackets and suits. I mean, there's so many like messages in the society that, you know, if you wear a dress or a skirt, you're not taking it seriously. I've noticed the way I dress is very representative on the way that people treat me. And if I dress like on a suit every day, people will...
Then you're like lawyer quality. But if you don't, then you're just...
If I don't, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. In a way that this one guy that saw me and I was wearing really normal skirt, really normal clothing, and he saw one of the pictures of me, a sexy tulle skirt with a crop top, and he's like, oh my God, is that you? And as soon as he saw that picture, he started looking me up and down, and he treated me totally different than when he saw me. So I, you know, like if I want to be in the boardroom, I want to be able to wear tulle skirts.
Do you think that, how do you feel like that would be received nowadays? Like if you walked into a boardroom wearing what you're wearing right now, would you feel comfortable?
I would feel comfortable. And I don't know if I can say this here, but I feel like
I'm nervous.
The man would would have fantasies about it versus think that
absolutely.
a respectful woman that knows what she's doing is walking into a boardroom. And I don't think femininity is respected. And it's something that with my project, I have so many women like admiring my courage to be that feminine. And I think that they were saying, I wanted to feel that. And I want a world that we can be more feminine and it's okay.
So how would you, like, if you're talking just to men right now, how would you, like, how can men support what you're doing best? Because they're obviously not going to wear The tulle skirt. Yeah. As much as I would like to create my own skirt, this is your side of it. What would your message be there?
Well, the easiest thing was like to buy a skirt for the women in their lives.
Okay.
But the hardest thing, is the most important thing, is to be mindful of how they're talking to women and be encouraging of women being feminine and treating them as equal. Doesn't matter what they're wearing. I'm not saying like wear a bikini in the office. It's like, it's not that, because we are all wearing professionally clothes, and I wanted to be respected to wearing a dress as if I was wearing a suit and tie.
Right. Right. I think it's interesting that, you felt moved enough by what you were wearing and that you were feeling pushback that you wanted to put this project together. What's the chance that we can give away one of your tulle your tulle skirts tonight on 720 WGN? What's the chance that we could do that?
We can do that.
Can we really do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
How do you? Okay, let's do this. 312-981-7200. Silvana Favoretto is going to gift you a tulle project skirt. We need somebody to call up if you want one of these skirts. They're beautiful. 312-981-7200. Just talk about how, and this is for women, talk about how you're contributing to, what would you call it?
The feminine movement. And like, how do you express your femininity?
How do you express your femininity?
Yes.
This will be a subjective little moment in time. 312-981-7200. Somebody's getting a skirt, coming right back here. WGN, Silvana Favoretto is in studio with me because I am all about femininity. Come on.
Thanks
now.
Thanks for the support, Mark.
See?
We need more men like you.
Yeah. 262 texting in, I might be interested in getting one for my wife, but how do I spell the website? It's spelled the, you got that one, my friend, and then TULLEproject.com. The TULLEproject.com, and in your web browser that would all be one word. So that, am I correct about that?
That's correct.
I am really on fire tonight. All right, so we're giving away a skirt right now. Silvana's going to gift you, and so we got some people on the line, but if you want to jump in, you can. 312-981-7200. How are you going to determine the winner here, Silvana? Because we've got contestants. They're all going to speak. Before they speak, I want you to give them direction on what you'd like to hear as to who you're going to give the tulle skirt to.
All right, so speak about how you're expressing your femininity and how is as really empower your life.
How they empower your life. Your femininity and how it empowers your life.
Yes.
Okay. Shelly, welcome to 720 WGN. Shelly?
Yeah.
Hi, Shelly. Yeah. What do you got for us, Shelly? First of all, will you? I want to add another qualification here. Will you wear the skirt?
Where would I wear it?
Yes. Will you?
Pardon me?
Will you wear the skirt?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tell us about why you called in, Shelly. What do you do? How do you live your life?
I shop.
So how do you express your femininity, Shelly?
I like to dress. I just like to dress different.
Uh-huh.
You know.
How so?
But I like to wear jeans. I like to wear a lot of jeans.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And jackets. I like jackets.
Okay.
It doesn't sound feminine, but
it doesn't, but you might be able to pull it off, Shelly. You probably have a look all to yourself, right?
Yeah.
So this would be a major shift for you.
Yeah. Well, not really. If I go to a party, you know, I wear them.
Okay. All right, Shelly, hang on. You're in the running here. Let's bring in Linda. 312-981-7200. Linda, welcome to 720 WGN. Say hi to Silvana.
Hey, Silvana.
Hi, Linda.
Now, the way I express my femininity is by the way I carry myself with my walk and confidence.
Where does this walk occur, Linda?
Well, at work or anywhere I go, if you walk with confidence, it's like when you have jeans on, you act differently. The minute you put a dress on or a suit on, you just immediately take on a whole different persona and walk differently and talk a little bit nicer. And
fair enough.
So.
Okay, Linda, hang on. 312-981-7200. We got Shelley, we got Linda, now we've got Joanne. Joanne, welcome to 720 WGN.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I do wear dresses at work. When I was younger, I didn't feel that I could. I did the suit thing, and I'm old enough that we even did ties for a while with our suits as women. But I just went shopping with my daughter, who just got a management position recently, and encouraged her to buy dresses and skirts, and she did. And I felt good about that. She's now in a position where she influences other women. So,
great.
That's my story.
Okay, Joanne, we got you. You're in the running, too. We got Shelley, we got Linda, we've got Joanne, and now we've got Kathy. Scarves and a pretty personality. That's what it says on the board here, Kathy. What do you bring into the table?
Beautiful fabrics in my scarves, and I actually work with a whole team of men. I'm the only female on the team, so it's my advantage to be as feminine and intelligent as I possibly can. I can also envision the skirt with a fitted blazer on the top as well. There's a designer that works on that look. So I'd be really excited to wear that skirt to work.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, Kathy. Hang on, Kathy. We got one more here. Natalie, you are
our final. Hey, what's up?
Hello, Natalie.
Hi.
Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
You work as a waitress?
Yes, I do. I work as a waitress, and I come home every day, and I feed my family, and I try to look good doing it. I try to keep myself confident every time I do it, even though sometimes it's hard. Because I miss a lot of people that I used to hang out with, but because I'm working so much, I don't hang out with them as often, but I still try to maintain pure confidence every time I go to work.
Okay. Love you, Natalie. All right, hang on here. Silvana, this is the moment of truth here.
Wow.
We've got Shelley, we've got Linda, we've got Joanne, we've got Kathy, we've got Natalie. Do you have a decision? Do you want to ask anybody one more question? Where are we at?
This is great. Everybody. I would like to ask them... I don't know, Mark. I'm blanking.
Are you afraid to make a decision right now, Silvana? You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings?
No, yeah, I think that's like women.
What about
decision.
Do you want to know what occasion they'll wear the skirt to? Do you want to know?
Yeah, where would you wear a tulle skirt?
Where would you wear it?
Yes.
Okay. We got a 10-second answer. We're going right through, and then we're going to make a decision. Where would you wear it, Sheila?
Birthday party.
Sheila goes birthday party. Linda, where would you wear it?
Wedding reception.
Joanne, where would you wear it?
I wear it when I go out with my children.
Out with your children. Love it. Kathy, where would you wear it?
To work and then to an after work party.
Natalie, where would you wear the tulle skirt?
Almost anywhere. I love wearing skirts.
Almost anywhere. All right, Silvana. You want me to make this decision?
No, I got it. I mean, they're all great, but I'll pick Kathy.
Kathy, you are the winner, Kathy. Congratulations.
Thank you, everybody, for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm looking forward to wearing it.
All right. Kathy, check out the website, thetooleproject.com, T-U-L-L-E. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information. We're going to connect you with Silvana. And when you get all this done, Kathy, are you on Twitter, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you're gonna have you have to send a picture to at the Carm in the dress and the whole. Can you get that done?
Oh yes, at the Carm. I listen to you for sports. Well, so I'd be very excited to do that for you.
Thank you, Kathy.
That's great. You can tag at the Tool Project too.
Yes, well, of course.
Yes.
Tag at the Tool Project too, Kathy, and then congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for participating.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Kathy is our winner. And Kathy, please hold. Lisa's going to talk to you and get all your information. Silvana, great stuff. Congratulations
Thank
on everything
you.
You're doing. I hope the Tool Project keeps rolling to the highest level. And what are you, you're messaging me with something?
Yeah, well, I wanted to give a chance for other people to get this courage. So I can create a promo code.
Uh-huh.
10%, so WGN10.
Uh-huh.
So if you use WGN10 as a promo code in my website, you can get 10% discount.
Okay.
Starting at 10 p.m. tonight.
Okay. There we go. Well, awesome. Silvana, congratulations and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Mark.
TheToolProject.com. It's 9:30. Do we have to take a break right now, Lisa? Are we good? Can I go right to Don? I can be on time. Don, look at you just smiling up there. Don Norton, I love you.
Oh, you're... that was fun.
Wasn't that fun?
Let's give something else away, can't we? What...
Hey, this is what we're here for, a little gift on a Labor Day night.